Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Fredericksburg Roller Derby this morning. We did this show last year, and this is the one show. This is the one show where we don't really use names. We use the names that you use in roller derby. So I'm going to have you introduce yourselves in just a second. If you want to find out really about what we're talking about this morning, FredericksburgRollerDerby.com has everything. It has all kinds of information, and there's a Facebook page too.
Instagram, TikTok.
Okay. Yeah. I thought I saw the Facebook page, but I went mainly off the FredericksburgRollerDerby.com has all kinds of information, and watching YouTube of you guys, you guys are a unique group. So we'll go around the room. I only really know one of your names, but we're just going to go, so we'll start with Arkansas Twister, who I do know a little bit and is responsible for the last couple of years of making sure that getting you guys in. And thank you for this, because this is an interesting topic, and you guys have a following.
Thank you for having us on again.
So how'd you get involved with this?
I picked up a flyer at Strangeways. I was sitting at the bar having a beer and chatting with some friends, and I saw a roller derby flyer on the counter and was like, this looks pretty cool. These women look pretty tough. I wonder if I could do that. And here I am.
How many years now for you?
Since 2018.
Okay.
So eight years. In August, it'll be 8 years.
And you all have, you're Arkansas Twister. How do you come up with names?
Sometimes it's a pun on a play on your name or an interest that you have. I'm from Arkansas originally, and I wanted to have some kind of connection to where I'm from. And my degree is in geology and earth science, and so I wanted something that related to my field of study and my career. In 1950, an F4 tornado hit the county that I'm from and caused a lot of death and destruction, and so Arkansas Twister is how I came up with my name.
Sure.
And it caused destruction on the track.
That is what my husband told me. So I had this list of names, and I was narrowing it down and weeding. That's why my number is F4. Yeah. So I was weeding out the names I didn't want, and I selected this one. And so I asked my husband, and I was like, all right, here, this is it. Arkansas Twister. And he looked at me like long pause, and I was like, okay, just come on. You're thinking something. And he goes, well, you're not very dancey and jukey. No, first he goes, don't take offense to this. And I was like, all right, whatever. And he goes, you're not very dancey and jukey. And I was like, right? That's not my style.
Yeah.
And he goes, but you will leave a wide path of destruction. And I was like, that is the best compliment I've ever been given.
That's your name. So we have Arkansas Twister here. Down the line, you can introduce yourself.
Princess Leia. And I've been playing since 2012. Math. 14 years. How did I get into it? I was teaching a class at work, and one of the guys there was like, oh yeah, I ref roller derby on the weekends. I was like, wait, what? So I had him stay after class and tell me what was going on. Tell me about roller. That was like 2009 or 10. I don't remember. Must have been 2010. And I was pretty busy 2010 and 2011 at work. So 2012, I had time, finally. And I got into a boot camp, the DC Roller Girls boot camp at the time. So, yep.
How'd you pick your name?
We're a very sci-fi, nerdy family.
Okay.
And I was like Star Trek, Star Wars. I was going back and forth, and I don't know. I like Leia. You know, she's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So I just landed on Princess Leia. So, yep. That, I mean, it's nothing as cute and neat as Arkansas Twister.
It works though.
And so I was number four because the force is strong. And when I came over to Fredericksburg, we already had a number four, so now I'm 4-4. I was like, I should be 4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4. so much force.
Yeah.
But, yep, so, yep.
And finally here this morning, we have...
Skerica Steele.
And where did that name come from?
My government name is Erica. People find me slightly intimidating, so Scary was often a nickname anyway, so Skerica, it's a combination of Scary Erica. And Steele is because I broke my leg when I first started our boot camp in 2018, so I have steel, a lot of steel in my leg, so it was just really dumb. Mine's not as cool as anybody's.
Oh, I think it's a very cool.
Yeah. I like the combination.
It was the last on a list of names, and the team at the time was like, that one. And I went, okay, great. And my number is 8 because it's easy to remember. And V yelled at me. So that's my favorite reason for my number.
They're great stories. How many broken bones? I mean, you've already talked.
From roller derby, none. I've had my ACL replaced.
Oh, okay.
So it blew out during a game. Speed skating, I did break my wrist. So
okay.
I've got internal jewelry. Forever jewelry.
Okay.
In my wrist.
I broke my tibia and fibula on my left leg. I spiral fractured it really aggressively. And then I have broken a rib.
Oh, yeah.
I did break a rib.
Just recently. Mm-hmm. Just last year?
Mm-hmm. I broke my right ankle, my right fib, and it was displaced enough to require surgery. Actually, our very first practice. We put skates on, right. And I broke my ankle.
So we came in together.
In
2018.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
We were in the same group. She was out in the first practice. I was out midway through. Because I was at a DC Roller Girls stop clinic. So learning how to do hockey stops, which I will never do again. Thank you.
But you keep coming back, and you seem to have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the great thing. Fredericksburg Roller Derby. There are 4 matches that will be in Fredericksburg. Your home base is the field house, or where the matches are.
Yeah, the Fredericksburg Field House is typically where we host. Occasionally, we'll use another venue, but that's our main home.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We'll Those 4 games will be played there.
Okay, and we'll get into all the dates and how to get involved with everything as we go along this morning. FredericksburgRollerDerby.com. Quick break. We'll be back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
At Council. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. Miss a part of the show? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, back to your host, Ted Schubel.
It is Fredericksburg Roller Derby this morning. FredericksburgRollerDerby.com for more information. Sarah Castillo, Princess Slaya, and Arkansas Twister here this morning. Again, FredericksburgRollerDerby.com. So you all just told me that the games, they're called games.
Mm-hmm.
That's they're called games. How long is a game?
So a game is technically 2 30-minute halves.
Okay.
But then there's official reviews, there's timeouts, there's medical timeouts. So we typically will reserve 2 hours for a game.
Okay.
So if you come to watch the game... Yeah, and the intermission, halftime, all of that. So probably about 2 hours per game.
So what kind of equipment do you have to protect yourselves?
Every player is required to have a helmet, wrists, my song. Head, elbows, wrists, and knees. Yes. And then would you put your mouth guard in, please? So we must have a mouth guard. You must have a helmet, wrist guards, elbow pads, knee pads. Those are required. Some of us who've broken a rib or two, we have to wear skates.
He said
safety equipment.
Okay. And they're quad skates, not inlines.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So 4 wheels.
Yeah, yeah.
Like your normal old roller skating days.
I was going to say, that's what I, would roller skate and fell a few times and decided this isn't for me. But you all continued. Continue. How hard is it? How long does it take? I never did master skating. I fell too much, and that was it. But
Part of our learning experience when you come to our incoming skater program is we teach you how to fall correctly with the gear that you have. So we teach you how to skate, how to move forward, okay. and how to fall. So you're confident that the spill that you do take, you're not going to...
permanently damage yourself.
There you go. You're not going to just be down and out. You're going to be able to get back up again and how to do it quickly and efficiently. So that's part of what we teach you when you come to learn with us.
How long did it take? How long when a person comes? And I guess it depends on, you know, a person's level.
It depends on your want, too. So, like, I really wanted it. So I broke my leg coming in the first round of the incoming skater program. So I went back immediately and did it again as soon as I could, physically cleared, because I wanted it. Like, I wanted it. And I still want it. So, like, I do things outside of roller derby to make sure that I am keeping my strength, and I'm eating correctly, and I'm drinking lots of water and doing those things. If it's just a casual thing for you, you know, you're not going to elevate as quickly as you normally would for something that you really want, because you're not taking those steps. You're just kind of rolling in it. We do practice twice a week for 2.5-3 hours. Mm-hmm. So it is high intensity, but it's not enough to get you there fully. You have to want to do things as well.
To get you there quicker.
Yes.
Yeah, right? Like the it comes down to how many hours you spend on skates, you know, to what is it to master a thing? You have to spend 1,000 hours or 10,000 whatever hours doing that thing, whether it's handwriting or chopping down trees, it doesn't matter. You got to spend time on skates. You got to put those hours in. I grew up roller skating, so it didn't take me as long to pick up the derby specific skills. But if somebody's coming in learning to skate, they gotta put them hours in.
Yeah.
They can do it 2 hours at a time at practice, or they can put in their own time, you know, put in some time outside of derby practice.
Well, when Sarika mentioned...
Oh, so I'm going to pause you. My name is Scarica.
Scarica.
Thank you. I love you. Thank you so much.
We will not make that mistake.
No, you're good.
Again.
You're good.
Scarica
you're good.
Said, you have to want it. I'm assuming that you all three, I get from you that you all, you've done it long enough and you want it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You don't stay in it this long if you don't want it.
You don't come back after injury if you don't want it.
If you don't want it.
You don't volunteer for leadership if you don't want it.
Right.
Over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't ask you, what position do you all play? Or do you play several positions?
Yes. So are you familiar with the positions?
Yeah, I know that there's the blockers and the jammers.
Those are the two basic categories.
Yeah.
Inside of blocker, you can also be what's called a pivot. And pivot's even a throwback to the old days. A pivot can pivot from blocker to jammer. So it's a unique position. So you have to be trained in both blocking and jamming to do that particular one. And if you can do all three of those positions, you're called a triple threat. So, Scary's a triple threat. I used to be a triple threat, but I really don't like jamming anymore. Twister likes to block.
I'm a blocker.
She likes to block.
I could see that.
Loves tearing up walls. When all of the blockers are put together, we call that a wall.
Okay.
Right? So we build a wall so that the jammer can't come through. And she loves to blow up those walls so that our jammer can get through. Yeah.
How do you go about blowing them up?
I have a fair amount of mass and, you know, inertia. Once you're moving, you continue to move and, you just push people out of the way.
You just push
and
them out.
Push them out of the way and create a hole. Yep. It's like the lead blocker for a running back.
Okay. Yeah. In football, you'd be a lineman.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
It's a full body thing. We don't use our hands and elbows and wrists anymore. Like, we get a lot of, I used to watch roller derby back in the day on TV, and it used to be like a WWE kind of situation.
Yeah.
It's not that anymore. It's definitely more controlled. Do some of those things happen? Yes. Are they called penalties? Yes. So, well, yes, they should be. We have to use a lot more thought and a lot more physics in order to use that inertia and mass to maneuver 1 to 2 to 3 people out of the way for someone coming in behind you. So it is a little bit of thinking. It's not always just, we're here, we're playing, yay.
Right, so you're like putting game plans together, or mm-hmm. You go
their
in
strategy.
At halftime, you're sitting down and saying, okay, this is just like a football team would.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. There's so much strategy involved. We have the two jammers, right, and they're racing at the same time, and they both have 4 blockers out on the track.
Yeah.
So that means we're playing offense and defense simultaneously in a full contact team sport. So it's a lot of brain power
on
roller skates.
Yeah, right.
It's often described as playing chess while somebody is throwing bricks at you.
Nice.
You know, that's a common description. It is, where is offense coming from? What kind of, how many people do I need on defense right now? And it's all while we're actively playing, decisions have to be made and commands have to be given and followed and we have to hear it. And it's a lot.
So you're all talking to each other or yelling mm-hmm. at
yes.
each other.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. There's a lot of communication.
I am pretty loud on the track, constantly saying something.
You seem so soft spoken.
So demure.
Right now, three of you, I would say you're the more soft spoken.
Lovely. Thank you. I appreciate that. I will stay demure. Thank you. That is rare. Great. No, I am generally the one yelling at people across the field. Hey, hype. Hype, are we here? What are we doing?
Oh, much louder. She's being so quiet.
Yeah,
quiet
I figured
because
that.
There's We're a inside. Microphone in
We're
front
We're in the
of
mic,
me.
Yeah. But it's, yeah. No, she's very loud. She's our head coach.
Yes.
So she's yelling from the bench to do this, do that, do this. So, yep.
I'm trying not to do that necessarily. But we do have a really silly little hype thing we do to try to, and when you're playing a sport, I tend to get in my head about what is happening and the mistakes I'm making. So in order to get myself out of it, I have to do something entirely stupid in order to separate that mind path. So I started this really stupid thing. If you've ever seen Finding Nemo, where the seagulls are out and they go, mine, and then it's like a field mm-hmm. of seagulls.
Yeah.
That's our call.
I say hype, to remember to get your hype back in, like, where's your hype? And so it's like this seagull call of hype.
The whole team.
And the other teams now.
Other teams
start joining in because we've been doing it so much. It's really dumb, but it's like, oh, yeah, I am here playing roller derby with people I enjoy. Let's hype. Let's go. That's what it does for me. So, yeah, I am loud.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's obvious that you all have a lot of fun doing this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
For sure.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And as intense as it is, it's competition.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's the teamwork, right?
Yeah.
And there's a lot of things that we can do on skates that we can satisfy your individual need to skate and do cool stuff. Like skate parking is huge, and that's definitely very individual. But this teamwork part of it in roller derby is really what attracts me. Like, yeah, like I enjoy that bit of working with a team to accomplish a goal. So,
and we were talking earlier about the kind of positivity that is kind of around playing this sport. It feels like a more aggressive sport, but the teams that we play, we're always like, hey guys, what's going on? And it's like trying to create that positive atmosphere because we want to play roller derby. We want to play anybody that wants to play us, mm-hmm. but we also want them to play us as well. So we're trying to make those connections as on the track And it's like we fall into giant piles of each other, and it's limbs and bodies everywhere. And we're like, oh, hey, you good? Let's go. And throwing everybody up. It doesn't matter what uniform you're on. It's like, come on, let's go. Let's try again. And
but when the whistle blows, there will be hits.
Yes. Right. Yeah. With love.
With love.
With love.
All the love.
Yes.
Isn't that your email signature?
Mm-hmm.
Hugs
and hip checks.
Yeah.
How sore are you after
a
game?
That depends.
It depends. The older you get, the more sore.
Well, I wondered that too, and I didn't know how to really say that.
The lady with all gray hair. Yeah. No,
we're all fairly gray.
The recovery changes. The recovery treatment definitely gets more intense the older you get and the more you play the game. But it's worth it.
Agreed. Okay. We have a wide age range, too, of the players on our team.
18 to 56, I think.
Five or six?
I think she's 5.
55?
Yeah. So we have a very wide range. Okay. And they're like little clusters in the 20s and 30s and 40s. And so it's a huge range. So my recovery is going to be different than anybody else here, but it's also going to be different than
There's age, there's underlying medical conditions. There's people with metal in their bodies that, you know.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So it's different, but like for a tournament weekend where we're playing three or four games in a weekend, it's going to be a couple days. Like, I'm not doing any chores for like 2 days when I get back.
Scarica immediately was like,
Yeah, no. The leaning over and squatting tends to make your body go, yeah, I did that this weekend.
Mm.
All weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm reminded how much my knees hate me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm lucky I don't have the knee problem. It's my back that goes, ooh, you did that. And I say, yes, I did that.
This is great. FredericksburgRollerDerby.com. Again, for more information. When we come back, we're going to talk about, because I know one of the things, just to get people to try out or, consider this, to get women involved, we'll get into that and talk about the need to get involved or other areas where you need some help with. Arkansas Twister is here. Princess Leia and Scarica Steele. Fredericksburg Roller Derby is our focus. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:30.
From the FredericksburgFreePress.com studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. The only local talk show in Fredericksburg. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. Subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite streaming platform to hear Town Talk anytime, 24/7, 365. And now, Ted Schubel.
Princess Leia is here. Arkansas Twister is here. And Scarica Steele here from Fredericksburg Roller Derby. Have I gotten your name? Have I mastered your name,
yes,
Scarica?
You have. Okay. Thank you so much.
Again, I cannot imagine you yelling. I can't see that.
You got to come to a game.
Yes, I do. And again, they're at the games are at the home games this year at the Fredericksburg Fieldhouse for Fredericksburg Roller Derby, June 27th, August 29th, September 6th, and September 19th.
Mm-hmm.
So what's a game day like? What's it like? Yeah. And this is flat. There's the banked roller derby, but that's not you guys.
No, where would you put a banked track here in Fredericksburg?
Yeah.
Like, that's a wild thought.
If someone has warehouse space.
Yeah. They generously like to donate us to you.
We would love to be in touch.
See, now, that just seems... See, I thought you did the flat just because you're all gentle and not wanting to, but you all want to do banked.
Banked is a lot of fun. Arizona has a banked track. I think a Texas team has one and a California team. Penn Jersey used to have one, but I don't know if they still have it up. It's a lot.
It's different.
A lot to build in Yeah. Like, if you don't have a warehouse that it just lives in, you have to assemble and disassemble for every game. And that's a whole crew of people to make that happen.
Yeah.
Semi-trucks to haul it around. It's a whole thing. We don't have that kind of money.
So game, what's a game day like?
For a skater or for an audience member?
Both.
Oh, for a skater, it probably starts with eating something really early in the morning, personally drinking a lot of caffeine, and then bringing all the gear. We come because we are a volunteer organization. We are helping set up everything. So before our game that we host, we are setting up the track. We are setting up the guest rooms. We are setting up the field house, making sure that it is prepared safely and efficiently for the games to happen. And there are a lot of different things that need to do before that. And then when we are cleared by our bout production team to go and get ready, we go get ready. We do warm-ups, both off track and then on track, and then we play. First whistle goes and we're there. We go. We do the thing. And then on our game coming up on the 27th, it is three games in one day. So if we aren't playing in any of the other games, we're there helping. We're volunteering as part of a official crew, or we're cheering on the other teams. We're doing the things to keep it going. Or we're playing in the other games as helpers for the other teams. And just roller derby. It's roller derby. For an audience member, you come in, you buy your ticket, if you haven't already, and you get ensconced in the joy that is roller derby. And it's a different atmosphere. It's like any game that you go to. There is an aura or an atmosphere that you walk into, and roller derby has definitely its own.
Got to experience it.
It's so much fun.
It's kind of a party vibe.
Yeah.
Because we're having so much fun.
Yeah. So the teams you play, and there's a league, I'm guessing, that you play in?
So you're probably thinking like a soccer league where everybody plays each other,
yes,
sort of. So
yeah.
Yes and no. So we are every roller derby league is its own league. So some leagues have home teams that they play each other, but most leagues go out and play other leagues.
Okay.
Now, on top of that, here in Virginia, we've decided to build a network of leagues. And one of the things that on the June 27th game, it's that network is that's that style where we're playing other people inside that network. So it's all Virginia teams or DC. Virginia and DC, because DC only have one team. They don't have a collection of leagues to play against. So we have seven leagues in the network, and throughout the year we'll play against them. So for the June 27th game, it'll be skaters from all across Virginia here in Fredericksburg playing each other. And we have that network puts on, well, I don't know, 10 or 11 games, and each league takes a turn hosting. So this is our month to host in June. For August, I don't think we have one in July, and then we'll start up again in August, and in August we'll go to another, I think it's Charlottesville. I don't remember where we go in August.
It's in September. We go to Charlottesville.
September 6th. So I think August is DC, and DC is going to host out of Waldorf because they don't have a venue. So, but we have a bye that week, that month, I think. So, they're going to have a triple header. Six teams are going to come and play. Fredericksburg will be the one. We get one off. Get that month off.
So we're playing our own game,
we're bringing
a team from Maryland to come and play.
So we have Frederick coming down from Frederick, Maryland, coming down to play us
August
29th.
Okay.
And then in September we have Dutchland.
Dutchland is coming down. Mm-hmm. Dutchland, is that New York? Or is that Pennsylvania?
Pennsylvania.
So that's a Pennsylvania team will come down and play us in September. And that game is going to be a sanctioned game. So it's going to be different players. It's going to be our all-star team. So we have sanctionings, and we have sanctioned games where we get into the rankings. So this will be for our regional rankings, where we're trying to trying to climb the rankings. Fredericksburg is new to the rankings of the WFTDA. Never mind.
Take that back.
But we are trying to climb in the rankings. We are a smaller league, so it is harder to climb. Like, the big cities always have the, you know, they got more people.
We're settled at about 100 in the...
Out of 140-ish.
Mm-hmm. In the Northeast.
In the Northeast.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So it sounds like you do travel then around. You can go some distances, not just Virginia.
Yeah.
If it's not a tournament, I think for like single games, we try and stay within a 4-hour radius.
Okay.
Tournaments, if we get a tournament, we'll travel. Because you're getting 3-4 games in, so it's worth it. Get hotels, carpool, have a good, you know, weekend, have fun.
I didn't ask about you know, how scoring and penalties and that kind of thing. What's like a typical score for a...
There is no typical.
There isn't.
There's not.
It depends. Across the board. Yeah. Okay. It can be up in to 300s. It can be down to 80 each team. Like, it can be so tight and little, or it can be...
A 500-point spread.
It can be so big and so different. When we're not playing a sanctioned game for rankings... We try to keep it competitive because no one wants to be the underdog. And oftentimes we find that it creates a more competitive field of play when you're not 100-point spread.
Sure.
Because then someone's just so sad about it. I mean, we've been in that position before. Mm-hmm. It's just so sad, and you get so in yourself and so angry about it. And a lot of times the games that we are playing within the Virginia Roller Derby Network are learning games for newer people. So we try to set it up so that if we are so far ahead, we're moving people into different positions that they've never played. You might see Twister as a jammer
in those situations. Yeah.
It is so that we are all learning more about our positions and what we can do, but also keeping that competitive edge. Sure. So we're not just like, oh, we're putting in our, you know, C-string of people, if you will, because we don't have that. It's still the same players that are on the field, but... we are just shifting people around to offer different opportunities for both our skaters and the other team to try something else.
So when we show up to a game, I don't know if you were asking this, but kind of, we can bring 15 skaters, and we can only put 5 out at a time. So typically we have like 3 packs already made up. You have to have at least 7 skaters. So we'll roll up to a game with 7 to 15 skaters, and then we just got to figure out the lineups from there.
Mm-hmm.
So each team has 15 skaters, and they can have 4 bench staff. And then there's the officiating crew. So we also, sometimes roller derby is too intimidating on the hitting, or like retired skaters, they're just tired of the hitting, so they'll become officials. So we have to staff 7 skating officials and 9 non-skating officials per game. So there's opportunities to be involved in roller derby outside of beating each other up on skates. That it's a lot of fun. I officiate. I love officiating. I love skate. I mean, I love all of roller derby. So there's plenty of opportunity to be involved besides just skating.
So go ahead.
We talked about the point spread, and you asked how points are scored. So for each jam, each play, the jammer can score 4 points when they pass the hips of the other team's blockers. So if they make several laps around, then they could score 28 points in a jam. And that's how you would, if the other team didn't score maybe 4 points, then that's how the spread would grow.
A jam is 2 minutes long, but there's an opportunity for someone to call it off in 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
So it is which adds to that crazy atmosphere of, oh, what is happening here? We have to keep paying attention to offense and defense, and
yeah,
and that's the jammer.
That's a whole strategy.
The jammer? Yes.
If you score your 4 points and call off the jam, then the other team is blanked and they never had a chance to score.
So they have to send a new line out. So that same group that was on the field, the track has to leave and a new line comes out.
Well, they don't have to
try again. Well, okay. But technically they should. And it makes a difference to the tiredness level. If we show up with seven players, we are playing the whole time with one to two people out at a time versus 15,
right,
where you get, you know, you maybe 4 minutes,
maybe.
of a moment, you know.
But at least. Two at least.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 2 to 4 minutes of rest.
Between versus having seven players, and then you're just you're
constantly
you're there.
You're not. This is the Fredericksburg Roller Derby. You're nonprofit, and that stands out. Or what? And I know you were telling me about we were talking off air about scholarships and things like that that you've done.
We do. So we run a scholarship program where anybody on the league can apply for it, and then they might need. Support paying dues, because we have to pay dues to pay for our practice venue space. So they might ask for help for dues, or they might need some new gear or whatever. And, you know, people get into a financial pinch, and we want to make sure that we can support that. So we do. We solicit for sponsorships. We're getting ready to run another popcorn fundraising campaign. So if you like popcorn, we're going to kick it off at the June 27th game. So that way we can support our membership and that our membership can continue playing regardless of their financial situation. So we're a nonprofit.
Volunteer run. Yep, volunteer-led.
Skaters. All of the skaters still run the business end of it. The skaters put on the bouts. The skaters balance the financial books. The skaters come up with coaching plans. The skaters do all of our social media marketing. So, like, it is, we're skating and practicing twice a week, but behind the scenes, we're also still putting in another couple of hours of volunteer work to 2 to 10 hours a week, depends on your job, of, you know, making sure that roller derby can happen in Fredericksburg.
You guys are passionate about it. You're having fun. I mean, it's fun talking to you. It really is. I guess you're always looking for more people too to join.
Definitely, all the time.
Always. So we have we just finished. We have an incoming skater program, and we do it twice a year. So we have a spring session and a fall session. So we just finished our spring session. A lot of great skaters joined us. So they're going through they've learned all of the basics now, and we're getting them caught up so that they can actually play games, which should be in another month or two probably. Mm-hmm. And then we'll kick off another program in August 3rd. It's 14 weeks. It's twice a week. The Monday class and the Thursday class are exactly the same. They're the same class, so that you have to hit one of them, where we teach how to skate. We teach you the rules. We teach you the some basic strategies. We teach you how to fall. We teach you legal contact. It takes a minute, so it takes 14 weeks to get through the introduction of all of the basic derby stuff. We're always recruiting.
That is so interesting. It does take some time. It does. I mean, as you've described the rules, and just to kind of get the flow of the game, but to be able to skate and, like you said, know how to fall.
It's definitely, we want to stay safe. People do get hurt, and it always hurts to see somebody get hurt. Like, we don't want people to get hurt, so we keep trying to make our training program give people as much information as possible to hopefully keep them from getting hurt, but accidents still happen.
Yeah.
But you could also trip over a curb and break your ankle tomorrow, so it's like it's a chosen risk.
Right. It's a calculated risk.
It's a calculated
and
risk.
And derby comes with a good story.
It's so much fun.
If you're going to have a broken ankle, why not have a story to tell?
Oh, absolutely.
I guess I've been doing it for a long time. We've all been doing it for a long time, and we wouldn't stick around if it was not worth it. 100% worth it. Mm-hmm. 100% worth it.
Now, if you were my neighbor, or you all of a sudden, or you're, you know, my friend, and all of a sudden you've, you know, you you have a broken ankle and I ask how you did it.
It would be a story.
It would be a story.
Well, those are the more catastrophic things. Usually we end up with finger bruises.
Yeah,
those
yeah,
are my bruises. Favorite to explain. Because we're touching each other. We are very close when we are playing roller derby. So the finger bruises are the ones that are harder to explain when you're sitting...
at the doctor's office?
When you're sitting next to your husband at dinner and you're covered with finger bruises, people are like, what is going on with that? And
Because we do, we'll grab each other and throw each other around to try and like... Yeah, so we get bruises all over our arms from other people's fingers. Mm-hmm.
FredericksburgRollerDerby.com for more information. Also, you can check out Facebook and social media, all kinds of things. FredericksburgRollerDerby.com is the website. We were talking Fredericksburg Roller Derby this morning with Arkansas Twister, Scarica Steel, and Princess Slaya. We'll wrap it up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. You can access all episodes of Town Talk online at newstalk1230.net or on your favorite podcast streaming platform. Now, back to your host, Ted Schubel.
Scarica, Princess, and Arkansas here this morning. They are all, that's all the first names of Fredericksburg Roller Derby. What a great show this has been. FredericksburgRollerDerby.com. We were talking a little bit off air about an event you've got. You said August 1st?
August 1st.
And what's going to happen?
August 1st, we are going to be at A. Smith Bowman, and we have this wonderful event we love to do every year. We've done it for 3 years?
Three.
Yeah. It is called the Sour Mash Dash. So if you can imagine a running of the bulls situation where, you know, the bulls are let loose and you are running to an end goal, we are the bulls. And you are doing the running.
On skates.
We are on skates. We are geared up, and we are carrying with ball bats, and we will lovingly tap you
lovingly
as you try to make your way uphill to the top, where you will win a prize whether you win or lose. But if you if you get past us, you get a better prize. If you don't get past us, you get, what do they call it, a bunghole? From the barrel.
Yeah.
From A. Smith Bowman. That's your loser prize.
And again, you as you describe it, and your whole speaking today has been just so very...
So demure.
Yes.
So demure.
It is.
Okay. It's fine. I'll stay demure. That's fine.
You should come to the game on the 27th.
Absolutely.
And see her real personality.
I would like to see that.
That's right. You should. On the 27th.
It is June 27th.
We have games at 1, 3, and 5. Fredericksburg plays at 5. I volunteered to play another game, so you can see me double time if you really want to. Come on down. See how demure I am.
Again, this is a flat track roller derby, and it is FredericksburgRollerDerby.com. And again, if you want to get involved, you talked about, a person that wants to get involved will get, you'll learn how to stay as safe as you can.
Absolutely. Day one is falling safely. Yep. Day one, lesson one. You got to learn to fall safely.
I remember when you guys were here last year and I just said how much fun you had. And you really like each other and have a good time.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, you don't stay in something you don't enjoy.
Right.
Like, we enjoy it. We want other people to enjoy it. So we work together to enjoy each other and play.
Make that space for other people.
We want other people to join us. So, and we have a wide range of people and abilities and styles and sizes and ages. It is not a tiny little thing you must fit in. There is no shape that you must be to fit in to be a part of roller derby.
Everybody is a derby body.
Huzzah.
Well, stay safe. Stay safe. FredericksburgRollerDerby.com. Thank you all for coming in.
This has been
fabulous. It's a fun show, and I'm glad that we do it every year. That is it. FredericksburgRollerDerby.com.
Awesome.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Greenline Service Corp. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite streaming platform. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.